and in Baxter in the Morning.
Thanks for having us on. Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
We made it through the Jonesboro Christmas Parade last night.
We did, and when I got here this morning, I looked back, and we kind of have like the aftermath of the parade of David's outfit behind us.
Yeah, it's like, if you didn't see the photos yet, they're up on our social media, but David was the big pink bunny from A Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. And it looks like the rabbit's been skinned. Because all we see is the flesh of the rabbit inside out in the back right. of the room. So we had a good time last night. Probably in like, I've done that parade, I guess, for 17 years now. But to me, like, it was the most comfortable one we had as far as like temperature.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't bad at all.
I was kind of excited about that. I didn't even have to wear my jacket. I just had my little light, you know, shirt and my t-shirt on.
When you got in the back of the truck and started taking the jacket off and was like, you got all excited, you know, I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, so it was fun last night. We have photos up on social media. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, Brandon on KFIN.
And I'm Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
On KFIN. You took a breath. I thought you were about to interrupt me.
Well, I wasn't going to interrupt that. I was going to take one more second. On this date on K-Fine, back in 1983, we looked at the K-Fine charts. The number one song on K-Fine in 1983 was this one.
Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We ride it together. Making love.
Number one in 1983, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream. That song was actually written by the Bee Gees. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
So, there you go. That's on this date on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Mm-hmm.
Have you bought your bread and milk?
Oh, goodness. I better go now.
Because I did go to the store, and it was packed yesterday. People going through trying to buy all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. You never know what the weather's going to do. We might see snow. There's even a better chance that we'll see ice.
Yay.
Yeah, here we go. Winter weather, right?
Yep.
We're also excited about that.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
You know, we're known as a lot of things, but one of the things that we're most happy to be known as is the most intellectual show on the radio. Did you know that?
I did.
That is us. Uh-huh. So we thought this morning we'd start dropping knowledge.
Oh.
Right?
We drop a knowledge.
We drop a knowledge. We drop in knowledge. Intellectual.
Yes.
Studious.
Very smart.
Smart.
Intelligent.
Did you know that the song Jingle Bells was put out 150 years ago?
What?
And it was actually originally supposed to be a song about Thanksgiving.
Oh.
It wasn't even going to be a Christmas song.
No way.
Can you imagine? Happy Thanksgiving, Jingle Bells. Doesn't even sound right, though, does it?
That is weird.
We're dropping knowledge. Things you don't know. This song right here was supposed to be a Thanksgiving song.
Dancing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
What?
Over fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on folks tell ring.
This doesn't even make sense.
Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Ho! Told you we're smart, man.
Thanksgiving, really?
It doesn't make any sense to me. Dropping knowledge this morning. Also, we found out that the voice of the song You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch,
yes,
was another famous voice. So the song we're talking about is this one right here. See if you know this.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
So the voice of that song is Thurl Ravenscroft, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was also the voice of a famous cartoon character as well. And you're going to be shocked by this.
Who is it?
This guy, the guy singing about the Grinch, was the voice of Tony the Tiger from Frosted Flakes.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, check this out.
They're great!
Oh,
same guy.
Wow.
That's pretty neat.
That is cool.
Dropping knowledge this morning on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande, who accepted the Woman of the Year award last night from Billboard. It was a pretty emotional deal for her because she described 2018 as the best year of her career and the worst year of her life. So a pretty emotional night last night for Ariana Grande.
The guy behind the Madea movies, Tyler Perry, he's the one that plays Madea. He's getting into the Christmas spirit by paying off random layaways at a couple of Walmarts close to where he lives. So he shared the news on a video on Twitter and admitted he tried to do it anonymously, but apparently he got caught and failed. But this is what he said.
If you have a layaway at the Walmart at 844 Cleveland Avenue in East Point, Georgia, in Atlanta, or if you have a layaway at the Walmart at 7001 Concourse Parkway in Douglasville, Georgia. If you have a layaway at either place, I have paid for all of your layaways for Christmas.
Wow. He goes on to say, hey, all you have to do is go in, pay one penny, and pick up your layaway. So families, all kinds of families, are getting basically Christmas lists taken care of. So Tyler Perry making Christmas happier this year for so many families.
And Gotcha Gossip on Kevin Hart, who is scheduled to be the host of the Oscars. But evidently the Oscars, the people behind the Oscars, said, hey, you need to apologize for some of these inappropriate tweets you've sent in the past. And Kevin Hart said, I'm not going to do it. He was going to be the host of the Oscars, and last night through social media, he quit. He stepped down. He said he's not going to apologize, and he will not host the upcoming Oscars. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have chili calling my name. I can hear it.
Are you going to make some?
I'm making some today.
The Perrys are coming over tonight.
I'm telling you, man, because here's the deal. We have the chance of ice, maybe a little bit of ice coming in tonight, maybe some more tomorrow. They're talking light accumulation, but for me, that still means I have an excuse not to leave the house.
Definitely.
So if I can sit around in my, I don't know, my pajamas, and as we learned yesterday, no undies, I'll be set to go. Just so you know, in case you're worried about it, I did have underwear on last night at the Jonesboro Christmas Parade.
Oh, good.
I did
good.
Wear underwear.
Thanks for letting us know.
A little bit cold out there.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So 28-year-old Weston was arrested in Springfield, Missouri the other day for a string of burglaries, all right? So he broke into three different businesses, and then he tried to break into three more. Well, police figured out who he was thanks to security cameras that showed a tattoo on his left calf, so they were able to identify him. Well, Weston made some really bad decisions. He stole hundreds of dollars in cash, three guns, an iPad, some jewelry, a TV, a gold coin worth $1,000, and a laptop he took from a doctor's office went in for an appointment.
Right.
But when the police started asking him questions about some of the things he had done, he didn't remember most of them because he was blackout intoxicated when he did them. So he couldn't really answer the questions.
Right.
But now Weston is facing jail with four counts of felony burglary and admitted that he wasn't making great decisions lately.
Really?
So at least he admitted, right?
Sure.
But once Weston was in jail, he kept telling the guard he wanted to catch the measles.
Wait, why would Weston want to catch the measles in jail?
So he could break out.
Oh, goodness.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, in the morning, it's early in the morning, and sometimes we need to wake up, and our brains feel kind of cluttered. Mm-hmm. We need to clean out our heads. We need to open up our minds. We need to empty our brains, which is something Kelly did many years ago.
Thanks.
It's time for Deep Thoughts with Brandon and Kelly.
Only at the Jonesboro Christmas Parade will you see the Grinch who stole Christmas on a float, participating in pole acrobatics.
It's not true.
It's 100%
true.
That
is not true.
It's 100% true.
I heard there was a float there where people exercised on poles.
Yes.
But they had Christmas characters there as well.
It featured the Grinch.
That's real life?
Real life.
What was the Grinch doing?
He was working out.
Was he circling the pole?
I don't know if you could say circling.
Did he climb the pole?
There was a few jumps.
Next year, David's going to be there. That's the one bit that David the Barrel Boy told me he was uncomfortable doing.
Right.
Because I told him, hey, there's a place that does like pole workouts where you can learn to do those workouts. You have
it
to be very strong.
It works on your core.
You have to be very strong to do that.
Yeah.
But David the Barrel Boy actually said he was not going to take part in that. So Kelly's going to go this
week.
That
is not true.
I'll go with you.
Will you?
We'll go together. Mm. We'll make it a show thing.
Well, in keeping with that theme, again, only at the Jonesboro Christmas Parade.
And only at the Jonesboro Christmas Parade, my deep thoughts come from there as well. Why is it that anytime Kelly Perry sees a dog, she feels the need to Ace Ventura this sucker, stick her head out the window, and distract said dog? It doesn't matter if we're in traffic. It doesn't matter if the dog is locked up behind a window of a car. It doesn't matter if the dog has decided to pop a squat in a front yard. She is going to put her head out the window and have this conversation.
Oh my, you're so precious.
The dog then begins to go crazy, tug at its owner, drag the owner around through cars, through traffic, through piles of poo.
It just happens. It just happens.
Why is it that Kelly Perry feels compelled to talk to every single dog that she sees? Deep thoughts.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm trying to convince Kelly to put on the bunny costume that David wore last night.
Listen, if it was too small for David, that's going to be a no-go.
Just go ahead and try it. And if it's too small on you...
You know I could destroy David, I'm not putting it on.
If it's too small, I won't post the picture.
That is a lie.
Hey, that thing that David wore last night was from A Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. And if you go and look at the pictures up on our social media, you can tell he picked the wrong size.
Yes, he did.
So you can check those out. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Brandon on KFIN.
Knocking out birthdays in just a few. If you have a birthday you would like us to shout out, head to Facebook, facebook.com/KFIN1079, or text us. Text BBITM, followed by your message to 62582.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there is a chance that we're going to see some ice, some sleet, some rain, some snow, and it kind of depends on where you live. So if you're listening to us north of the city of Jonesboro, there's a little more chance of some snowy stuff. If you're listening to the south, we're thinking, is it going to be rain? Is it going to be ice? What's it going to be? Are we going to see a mixture of all of it?
And I think my kids are already a little too excited thinking that it's about to be a winter wonderland, and I just don't know if that's going to happen.
So as a kid, you get real excited about that. As an adult, you're like, dang, I got to drive. The kids are going to want to go stand outside and blah, 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 blah. Let's just be real.
Right.
It's cold. We'll watch that weather as we go throughout the weekend and keep you up to date on what to expect. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Friday, December the 7th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Mason Godwin. For Pocahontas, who is 2 years old today, we have Judge Richard Proctor from Wynn, Arkansas.
Happy birthday. That's my uncle. Hope you have a great birthday.
So happy birthday to him. Tyler Lambert of Westside Middle School, 12 years old. Angie Preston has a birthday over the weekend, so happy birthday, Miss Angie. James Jarrett of Jonesboro celebrates. Dee Dee Patterson of Jonesboro. Cole Carpenter from Truman. Kaylee Taylor of Jonesboro, Kaylin Neldon from Jonesboro, and Jason Durham from Jonesboro, all celebrating a birthday today. Maddox Self of Harrisburg Elementary, 6 years old. Kaylee Simmons of Bay High School, 17. We have Maddie Grafey, who celebrates a birthday, turning 9 years old. And this says, have a great pajama day at school.
Aww.
Mommy and Daddy love you. Let's see here. We have Kylie Williams of Paragould, 13. Katie Radcliffe has a birthday as well. Happy birthday celebrating tomorrow. Dana Lyles Hewitt of Jonesboro. Janie Marie Cole of Jonesboro has a birthday. We have Teresa Dallas from Wynn. Cy Kataviravong of Jonesboro from Cy-Tai has a birthday. We have Briar Penny turning one tomorrow on Sunday. Mary Claire Meyer of Rogers, Arkansas.
Happy birthday.
Sarah Simpson from Paragould. Kevin Morin from Rector and Lee Andrew from Wynn all celebrating on Sunday. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
All right, today, Aaron Carter is 31.
That's David's favorite singer of all time.
His favorite rapper, yeah. Then we have Sarah, and I need help with her last name. I know you can say it.
No, you Sarah, go first.
Let's see. Bareilles.
Close.
Okay, help me.
Sarah Bareilles.
Okay, I'm good. I like her, though. She's 39 today.
Yeah, she did this song right here. I'm not gonna write you a love song. Happy birthday to Sarah Bareilles, 39 years old today.
The basketball legend Larry Bird is 62 today. Saturday, Sam Hunt, 34. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
I know every curve like the back of my hand. A friend of mine from Nashville called and told me that they've been invited to a party for Sam Hunt's birthday. You know what kind of party it's going to be?
What?
It's going to be a house party. We'll have a house. Sam Hunt celebrates his birthday coming up tomorrow.
Your second favorite rapper, her birthday is tomorrow. She's going to be 36, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. I am Nicki Minaj. I met them dudes up. Back coops up and chop the dudes up. Happy birthday, Nicki Minaj and I, we've hung out before.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, we're cool.
Also tomorrow, Kim Basinger is going to be 65 years old.
All right.
And on Sunday, Simon Helberg is going to be 38. He's Howard on The Big Bang Theory. Kurt Angle is going to be 49 on Sunday.
And guess what? I was his very first manager ever.
Really?
I was. Isn't that crazy? Memphis, Tennessee, Power Pro Wrestling, 1999, I think. Kurt Angle has a birthday coming up on Saturday.
And Donny Osmond, Marie's brother, is 61 today.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Kaylee Simmons, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the Big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news is coming up here in just a few minutes on Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music has scored another big win when it comes to the end of the year album charts. We'll tell you who's at the top of the list coming up.
And you know, Dolly Parton's kind of known for being a tad bit over the top, but you're never going to believe how far over the top she goes for the holidays. We'll tell you about that coming up too.
Country music news in 7.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, another year, another countdown, and music for 2018. According to the CMA Awards, Apple Music, and Billboard, the album of the year belongs to Golden Hour, Kacey Musgraves.
I'm telling you. Baby, don't you know that you're my golden hour? The color. So, do you realize, Kelly, that there is a recurring theme that basically entertainment believes that she put out the best album of the year?
And you've been talking about this album, I feel like, forever.
I've been telling you all year it's the best one. I can tell you right now, I will stand here in front of the world of country music and radio in general and say, I do believe radio misses the boat with Kacey Musgraves.
She's good.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Year for her, though, to be able to get, you know, that much recognition for that album, because she said she kind of went in and thought about it differently than she had other albums, and that came out to being what so many people are saying is the best album of 2018.
Good for her.
So congratulations to Kacey Musgraves. So Dolly Parton is known for being a little bit over the top. Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the
kitchen. Oh, yeah. Pour myself a cup of what do you mean, Brandon?
I'm just saying. She's eccentric, right?
Yes.
She dresses like a country diva. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me.
on the job from 9 to 5.
Guess what?
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
So with all these different things we hear about Dolly Parton, she even said recently that her husband has a thing for Jennifer Aniston. Did you see that?
Who doesn't?
I mean, so yeah, that's kind of crazy. But she also says that in her home right now, she's so into the holidays, she has a Christmas tree in every single room in her home.
Wow.
And she clarified that by saying, hey, I got a bunch of rooms in my house, and there's a Christmas tree in every single one. So if you get to go to Dolly's house, you're going to have plenty of places you can celebrate the holidays.
Dan and Shay kicked off the holidays in New York City to perform their hit single, Speechless, on Good Morning America. Here's a clip.
I'm telling you, man, Shay Mooney, that dude can sing.
It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Coming up, we have tickets to go see Sesame Street Live. It's called Sesame Street Live, Make Your Magic. It's happening at the Landers Center in South Haven. It's going to be next weekend, and we have family four packs of tickets to give away. And we're going to play What's in Store Behind That Door.
Yes.
And we're going to do that coming up within 10.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And we have tickets to send you to go see Sesame Street Live. Make Your Magic. It's happening at the Landers Center in South Haven. We have a family four-pack of tickets. And we'll start with caller number 7. We're going to play What's in Store Behind That Door. Different game options. Your chance to win right now. Caller number 7, 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you ready to sing?
Yes.
All right, Kelly, clear your throat. Here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three. What's in store behind that door? What's in store behind that door? Pull it back, there's so much more. What's in store behind that door? Hey! We have Sesame Street Live tickets. Caller number 7 has the chance to play and win right now. Let's go to the phones. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Hey, we're doing pretty well. Where are you from?
Jonesboro.
All right, Jackie, it's time to play a game of What's in Store Behind That Door. We have four different doors. Doors number 1, 2, 3, and 4. You pick a door, and we'll tell you what game you're playing, okay?
Door number 2.
Door number 2. Open that thing up, Kelly. Oh, my gosh, Jackie. You are playing a game of Are You Smarter Than Kelly Perry?
Oh, gosh.
Get ready, Jackie. Get ready.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to give Kelly the opportunity to step out of the room.
Okay.
Jackie, I'm going to give you 30 seconds and ask you as many trivia questions as I can. So you answer as quickly as you can, and whoever gets the most correct in 30 seconds is going to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right, so 30 seconds on the clock begins right now. Jackie, who was the 41st president of the United States?
Jimmy Carter.
Jackie, what famous TV and movie star was once married to Brad Pitt?
Angelina Jolie.
What does UFO stand for?
I don't know.
What was the first state in the United States?
Do what?
What was the first state in the United States?
Pennsylvania.
All right, 30 seconds is up. Kelly, come back in. Let's see what Kelly Perry can do.
All right, Brandon, how'd she do?
I'm not going to tell you just yet. Here we go. Kelly, the clock begins now. You have 30 seconds to answer as many of these correctly as you can.
Okay, ready.
Kelly, who was the 41st president of the United States?
Oh, no. George H.W. Bush.
What famous TV and movie star once was married to Brad Pitt?
Jennifer Aniston.
What does UFO stand for?
an unidentified flying object.
What was the first state in the United States?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maryland.
Dollars are the currency of the United States. What is the currency of Mexico? Mexico. I'll give you the chance.
Pesos.
Bam. All right. Jackie, unfortunately today, Kelly Perry.
What? Yes.
Has won the game.
Okay.
The answers are, who was the first, the 41st president of the United States? George H.W. Bush. What famous TV and movie star was once married to Brad Pitt? You could do either Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie. What does UFO stand for? Unidentified flying object. What was the first state in the United States? Delaware. And dollars are the currency of the United States. What is the currency of Mexico? And that's pesos.
Oh.
But Jackie, because you got to play the game today, and because we will not disappoint your children.
Definitely.
We are going to hook you up with a family four-pack of tickets to go to Sesame Street.
Yay!
Congratulations,
Thank
Jackie.
You.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's going to possibly snow, and that's kind of the basis of today's K-Fine group therapy. So
right.
Are we ready for what's going to happen? The idea of ice and snow and how it's going to affect everybody because people are going to the stores and buying all that stuff. We have a message that was sent to us through our Facebook page, I think, and it says this. Hey, y'all, I listen every morning as I take my son to school. We're new to the area, and this will be our first experience with snow or ice since we've been in Arkansas. My son is so excited. He wants to sled down big hills like he sees on TV. But where is the best place to go sledding?
Ooh, good question.
And I can tell you, I've been here for a long time. I've only done this one time, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the best spot to go sledding if we get the ice. Because you really can't sled on snow, right?
Yeah, I know. It's got to be like a certain kind
to
really have a good experience with sledding.
So we kind of do want the ice a little bit if the kids want to sled. But where is the best place in all of K-Fine country to go sledding? That's the question this morning. We're going to post it up on our Facebook page, K-Fine Group Therapy.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
And I'm also going to open up the phone lines right now too. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. Where is the best place to go sledding? It's K-Fine Group Therapy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Mitchell Tenpenny and Drunk Me is on the big 1079 K-Fine. It is 812 in K-Fine country. Group therapy this morning involves somebody who's new to the area who has never been here for snow and ice. So the question is, as our group, where can they go to find a great spot for her son to sled?
Yeah.
That's the question this morning. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346.
Hey, KFINE, who's this?
This is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, where are you from?
I live in Lunsford.
So, do y'all have a perfect sledding spot?
Well, you know, I have sledded down the storm cellar before and a ditch bank, so not really. That's
gotcha.
The best I got.
Explain how you...
And I lost my keys when I did it down the storm cellar, so that might not be a good idea.
Whoa.
Yeah, how did you try that? How does that work?
You get on top of the storm cellar and just go down because some of them, you know, have... dirt going down the
right.
sides and their little hill. So, and it was really icy that time too.
That's classic.
How old were you?
20.
Sounds like fun.
It does.
I don't know if I'd be brave enough to try that one. Where is the best spot in K-Fine country to take your children sledding? That is your K-Fine group therapy today. It's up on our Facebook page as well.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
K-Fine group therapy this morning. So there is a listener who's new to the show and new to the area who has not lived here, hasn't gone through ice in this area. So the question was, where should they take their child to go and sled? Because we all see these visions of sledding
right.
on television.
Uh-huh.
And then we live here, so sometimes it's not as good as what we see on TV.
We just have to make do.
So I think as we go throughout the next little bit, for all the people who want to take their kids out sledding and do snowball fights and all that stuff, we should probably let it snow.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
Right.
And I brought me some corn for popping.
Yeah.
The lights are turned way down low.
Oh, yeah.
Let it snow, let it snow.
I don't know if the snow is the ideal thing, though. You know, maybe we need some ice to make it better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if the ice is going to be vanilla ice or not. Anyway, so K-Fine Group Therapy, your direct line to the K-Fine Studios is 870-935-K-Fine. 870-935-5346.
Hey, K-Fine, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Misty.
Hey, Misty. So do you have a certain place that you would go sledding that's the best?
I think the best place to go sledding is Walnut Street Baptist Church. They have the best hills. It was over by where we used to live off Wood Springs Road. Mm-hmm. And it's great. It's really great. There's small places where little guys can go, and then there's the steeper areas where the parents and older kids can enjoy. So I think they should look for that place.
So depending on what kind of challenge you want, there's something for everybody over there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much. Where are you from?
Well, I lived in Jonesboro for a little while. Now we live in Paragould. So we have some great hills over here, too, over at Carly's Ridge College. So there's all kinds of places around our community. I'm sure you'll get lots of great ideas.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. And if you can't get to a phone, you can always go to our Facebook page and message us there.
Yeah, Jason says the Levee in Osceola. And he must have heard your story, Brandon, because he said, just wear underwear.
Oh my gosh. In the snow? You dang right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande, who arguably could be the hottest star of the moment.
She's everywhere.
She is. The Thank You Next video, the first one to reach 100 million views. The most viewed video in the first 24 hours of any video in YouTube history. I mean, she's red hot. And Billboard actually came out and named her the Woman of the Year. And they did that. It seems like it was a few months ago when we knew they were going to do that, but she accepted the award last night. And while she was there, she said something that I thought was very interesting. She said, career-wise, this was the best year of her entire life and also the worst year of her life. You know, she's reeling from the Manchester stuff with the bombing. Right. She's had to deal with the death of Mac Miller, the breakup with Pete Davidson. Yeah. So a very tough year personally, but a great year professionally for Ariana Grande.
Got your gossip on Tyler Perry. Now, that's the guy behind the Madea movies. He's the one that actually plays Madea. And he's getting into the Christmas spirit by paying off random layaways at a couple of Walmart stores where he lives. He shared the news on a video on Twitter, and he admitted he tried to do it anonymously, but he failed. Here's Tyler Perry.
If you have a layaway at the Walmart at 844 Cleveland Avenue in East Point, Georgia, in Atlanta, or if you have a layaway at the Walmart at 7001 Concourse Parkway in Douglasville, Georgia. If you have a layaway at either place, I have paid for all of your layaways for Christmas.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so basically he goes on to say, all you have to do is go pick it up. You're going to pay them one penny, and you can get all your layaway stuff. So Tyler Perry making Christmas happier this year for several families.
And gotcha gossip on Kevin Hart, who was scheduled to be the host of the Oscars. Well, evidently, the people behind the Oscars came to him and said, hey, man, we need you to apologize for some of the tweets that you've sent out in the past. And Kevin Hart said, I'm not going to do it. He actually last night told people through his social media that he was stepping down. He was quitting. He will not be the host of the upcoming Oscars. That's a big stance to take. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, the top grossing tours of the last year. I'm going to give you two names. You tell me who made more money on tour.
Okay.
All right. We have Shania Twain versus Luke Bryan. Who do you think made more money?
Oh, man. Oh, I love you, Shania, but I'm going to have to say Luke.
You are correct.
But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby.
Round number two. Was it Drake or Journey who made more money on tour? The highest grossing tours. Journey or Drake?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to pick Journey.
Hey, you are correct.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
So Journey grossed $97 million. Drake did $81 million. All right, here's the next battle. Kenny Chesney. Let's do this one. Pink versus what? It's okay. Pink versus Justin Timberlake. who grossed more money?
Oh my goodness. He's healing right now. I'm gonna say Pink.
You're correct.
Yeah. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. I'm coming up, I'm coming up.
So Pink grossed $180 million, Justin Timberlake $149 million.
Wow.
All right, here we go. We're getting toward the top of the list. These are big time tours, okay? Who grossed more money? Bruno Mars or Taylor Swift?
Oh, wow, that's tough. Taylor.
Yep. And I said, honey, by a lot. Somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All this has to do is run. You'll be the prince. All right, so Bruno Mars, he grossed $237 million. Taylor, $315 million. Isn't that crazy? All right, the final battle that we have, and these two have duetted together. We have Ed Sheeran versus Beyonce and Jay-Z.
It's Beyonce and Jay-Z.
You are incorrect.
No,
it's Ed Sheeran.
Baby, wow.
Dancing in the dark. Ed Sheeran, his tours, grossed $429 million. The highest grossing tour of the last year was Ed Sheeran. Beyonce and Jay-Z came in at 253, but Ed Sheeran was at the top with 429.
Underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
The top grossing tours this past year.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The most Googled song lyrics of 2018, coming in at number 5. It was a big year for Post Malone.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star.
So people wanted to know how to sing that one.
All my brothers got that guess and they always
be smoking. Is it true that you did
like
karaoke with this song?
I did. Can you imagine? Hey, Maroon 5 had the number 4 most Googled song lyrics of 2018.
I need a girl like you, yeah, 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 yeah.
I can do that part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl.
Number 3 on the most Googled song lyrics was Dua Lipa and New Rules.
Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. 2. Don't let him in. You have to kick him out again.
Camila Cabello came in at number 2 on the most Googled song lyrics list with Havana.
Havana, na na. Half of my heart is in Havana.
And it seems like every year we say it was a big year for Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift and Look What You Made Me Do was the most Googled song lyric of the entire year.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Another year, another countdown of music for 2018. So according to the CMA Awards, Apple Music, and Billboard, the album of the year belongs to Golden Hour, Kacey Musgraves.
I've told you all
I
year
know
long
you have.
That
You're
everybody
right.
should listen to this entire album.
Else, and I think we've seen enough, seen enough.
Congratulations to Kacey. Come on now. What?
Oh my goodness.
That's a good stuff right there. Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves. Hey, Dolly Parton is a big star, and she's kind of known for being a tad bit eccentric, right?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things she's saying is that she loves the holidays. She loves it so much, she has a Christmas tree in every single room in her home.
That's festive.
And she said she has a big house, lots of rooms, and a Christmas tree in every single one of them.
Dan and Shay kicked off the holidays in New York City. They performed their hit single, Speechless, on Good Morning America. Here's a clip.
It's always on a night like tonight. I think how you can read my mind. Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all.
They're so good.
I know. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We'll be watching the weather over the next couple of days. Rain, snow, sleet, all of that stuff is coming our way. We'll be watching that. And don't forget, a couple of big things up on the BBITM blog today. The Avengers 4 trailer is out, and it's
huge,
on the blog.
Yes.
And also Game of Thrones. That trailer is up as well, getting set for season 8. You can find those on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com. Kelly Perry, what's on TV this weekend?
So much. So tonight, 7 o'clock, NBC, The Blind Spot, mid-season finale. 8 o'clock, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, mid-season finale. MacGyver at 8 o'clock, Hawaii Five-0 at 8 o'clock, and Blue Bloods at 9 o'clock, mid-season finale. On Saturday, Dateline NBC at 7 o'clock, Remembering George H.W. Bush. Oh, yeah. 8 o'clock on ABC, The Alec Baldwin Show with Sarah Jessica Parker on. Saturday at 10:30, Jason Momoa hosts Saturday Night Live. I know tons of people that are going to tune into that.
Like David.
And me. Mumford & Sons is the musical guest. And on Sunday, Sunday Night Football, you have the Chicago Bears host the Los Angeles Rams at 7 o'clock. The Flash at 7. The 11th season finale of Doctor Who at 7 o'clock on BBC America. And Sunday at 7 o'clock on ABC, the first season finale of Dancing with the Stars Juniors. And at 8 o'clock, Charmed.
All right, hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on K-Fine.